All right, let's see how this goes, folks. Welcome to Africa Today with Chris Wyatt, recently canceled on YouTube just hours ago today. I don't know if anybody's here. It's hard to see on this tiny. I'm using my mobile. I don't know if you guys can hear me, if there's anyone there. I've been live for about 30 seconds, so we'll have to look and see if anybody comes in. Welcome, folks. This is Chris Wyatt from Central Pennsylvania. And I'm hoping folks can find this all right. This is the live stream. And I think I can still take calls in if I do this. Let's hopefully somebody's there. Is anybody there? It doesn't look like anybody's there. Well, it's not a lot of fun talking to yourself. That's what crazy people do. But seriously, is anybody there? If anybody comes in, let me know. So I am live now using Podbean, and I don't know if anybody's there. I got my volume turned up all the way. Anyway, folks, I'm not going to start talking about what happened until we get some people rocking up here for the audience. So say or do here. Oh, wait. Anybody there? Looks like we had a lot of downloads, a lot of hearts come up here recently. And nobody is there. It's just me. Just me. A minute, 27 seconds in. Okay. Nothing happening. Eric is here. Erica, welcome to the studio. I can see you there. Excellent. Somebody's here. Erica, can you hear me? Can you give me a thumbs up if the sound is okay? Shut up, mutt. Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. Stupid dog out here barking. Anyway, so I got a few. Okay, sounds good. Right. Well, I can take call-ins if anybody wants to call in and say anything. But I did want to let people know about some developments today. But we have three people, I guess, in the audience right now. So let's see if we get a few more people here. But Chad's president was killed today in very suspicious circumstances. Idris Debe was killed today in Chad after just winning a controversial election on the 11th of April. The 68-year-old was supposedly out visiting troops on the front lines and was killed in a confrontation. U.S. Bormeisi's here. Okay. Yeah, Eric, I saw you post the notices. Glad to see you there, Mel. Right. Anyway, got people coming in now. Cool. All right. Welcome, everybody. As I was just saying, we're doing this here. What's this? Holy crap. I'm working a solution for that sort of thing. someone just sent me a note. By the way, folks, just so you know, I'm going to be involved in another broadcast, which has been in the works for some time. I haven't told anybody about it. I plan to mention it on YouTube at some point. But the tube – hey, Yanni. Is that Yanni? Cool. The YouTube what they did to me this morning, I won't be able to announce it on YouTube. I've appealed, but these people are Soviet-esque in their behavior. They wait till 3:54 in the morning or 3:57 in the morning to delete my channel and send me an email. And then I woke up because I had to work this week. Otherwise, it would have been hours later. And I was up before 5, and I went and I had a message from someone, and it said, hey, your channel's gone. So I went and I saw the message at 3:57. And so I looked and it says here, if you think we made an error, you can appeal it. So I clicked on the appeal message. It was 68 there. Who's that? I can't keep track of the names here. Anyway. It took me to a link and it said this account doesn't exist and there was nothing there to appeal. But I looked further down the sheet and I was able to appeal eventually. I clicked on the appeal. It took me to an appeal page. I submitted my appeal. And they limit you to 1,000 characters, which is really not any way to describe the error they made. By the way, the video that they accused me of having on my channel isn't on my channel. I deleted it a month ago. The video is gone. It's not on my channel anymore. So I'm just saying, isn't that crazy? That just goes to prove that they're out to get you. Also, the video is from over 4 months ago. 4 months ago. So removing a channel over a video that was published 4 months ago, which you had no problem with until now, that doesn't even appear on a person's channel is pretty spiteful. Anyway, so anybody see me? AR125GP, I do see you. All right. Everybody's got weird names here, so it's hard to keep up. But that channel was deleted. We got 11 people here. Wow, it's going to be a tough row ahead when I'm trying to, you know, build an audience. By the way, my Liberty Triumphant channel is still on YouTube. I couldn't get to it, but I did a search. It's there, and I played a video from not logged into my account, and I could see it. That's 17 subscribers. So if you look for Liberty Triumphant, you'll see my channel. That's still up. So I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, I'm working on another program. It's dealing with U.S. politics in particular. And we're discussing when the program will be on. It looks like it's going to be on Wednesdays. But for people in Africa, it's going to be in the evening. So it's not going to work so well for you guys. But I've been invited to be a co-host on that program. There'll be three of us on it. Been working on it for a while. Yeah, Lars Hollis, I will make a separate rugby channel on there, but, you know, people, 30 people watch my rugby videos, or 200, so it's not really going to make much of a difference. But yes, I'll make a separate rugby channel. What I have to find out is if they penalize my email account, or what the deal is, because if they penalize my email account, then I won't be able to set other accounts. I'll have to create other emails, and I really don't care to have more email accounts. Anyway, so just checking into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome here. Who's in here? We got 13 people in now. This is small innings, but thank you all for coming over. And my apologies that I'm not available on the tube, but they have done what they slowed clean comp. Good to see you there. Which consider getting video on here at this point. US Bormice, I would do video on here, but I have to pay $30 a month. And honestly, I mean, I love you guys at the bits, but I can't spend $30 a month for something. I have to pay it in advance too, for something that's going to have an audience of 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 people. We're trying to reach people. And I don't even know. I can't test it to see how easy or reliable the video is. I mean, I'm willing to consider it. I could always cancel it after a month if I'm not happy, but if I signed up for 1 month at a time, but I'm not sure. It's more than, so yeah, I'll have to consider it, because right now Odyssey's not there. Mike Lindell's platform is not there. Rumble's not there with live streams, so I may have to consider it to do it. And Facebook is very precocious, plus it's difficult to work with. But I will be streaming on Facebook going forward, once again, like I did last month. I already have another channel on YouTube, so I have to see if I can use that one. And I'm going to create some other channels on YouTube. But anyway, so yeah, this is just wrong. I have most of the content that was on my YouTube channel, because the way they've been treating me, I've been downloading things for ages. But the video wasn't there. Exactly, Lamin. It's a video that I removed. And even what's more ridiculous, it's a video that's 4 months old. And it's also after they changed their standards. It was in January that they started this nonsense about spreading medical misinformation. They're accusing me on a video that's from December on medical misinformation. So you should start, at least keep up Wednesdays with the Colonel. Well, I will. And I will be on Ronaldo. Well, I'll keep that going as long as we can do it. But I'll be on Ronaldo tomorrow. But earlier, an hour earlier, because I'm working and I'm not available at 8 p.m. So I'll be on Ronaldo's Wednesdays with the Colonel at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And I'll be doing it from my mobile phone. So there you go. Anyway, so does anybody want to call in? Let me see if that works here. We got 15 people in here. If anybody wants to call in real quick and say, hey, let's try that, because I'm on my mobile. I'm not on my PC now. It looks like I can take call-ins. If anybody wants to call in, let's see how it goes. That'd be fascinating to see if it works. As long as you see it. Well, yeah, but it's a lot of work for me. I'll keep doing it. There's Lynn. Okay. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but there's an echo.
Oh. Let me get headphones. Hold on.
Yep.
I don't know where I've put them. Hold on. Okay, hold on. I'm just plugging them in. Is that better?
Well, let me see if I hear myself.
Chris?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's much better. I can, there's no echo now. Yeah. Yep. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's because I've put headphones on.
Yeah, I got that. No, I said crazy this morning, huh?
Been a crazy day.
Yeah, I mean, the nonsense going on at Pete Retief, I can't report on that. The death of the president in Chad, which would be big news for me to report on, I can't report on that. So I will start doing regular podcasts on here, the live stream, since I've already paid for the content here. I'll consider the suggestion to do the video on here. Maybe I'll try it out. But in the meantime, I'll go back to doing stuff on Facebook as well.
Yeah, because I have a question I did ask you in the chat. I don't know whether you've had a chance to have a look and see whether there's any way that we can do like a membership or something to help pay the $30 a month. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, there's
from our side.
The only way I can do that, well, if I do the $30 a month, I can have a Patreon account and then you guys can support it that way if people want to do that. I could do that, but I just go ahead and do the $30. That's on this site. Are you talking about this site?
Yeah, because I see down at the bottom of the chat, there's like coins with a dollar on them. So I think might be a super chat.
Yeah, it is a super chat. The way it works on here is that they have beans on here and you buy beans, but I found that people in South Africa are having a hard time. Their credit cards aren't working with the site for some reason, so they weren't able to buy them. It seemed like the only people able to buy them were people in the U.S. And so people in the U.S. were buying, like Beth Fraser was buying them, and she could give them, but people in South Africa weren't able to do it. So I don't know how that works, if it'll work with a patron account or what, but I can look into it. If I pay the $30 a month, I can have a patron account, like there's a website called Patreon, and then people can, it's like a membership. I can do that on here. I'll look into it. It's something I want to do because I'm trying not to impose on people to spend money, but it's something I can consider. We'll take a look at it. Lots of stuff.
Like what we were doing on the YouTube channel, like being members, can we not do the same thing on here for you?
What I'm saying is that there's a feature that's similar to that, but I've already experienced where people trying to do the super chats aren't able to do that because they're cards. And I don't know if you'll be able to support it if I set up the other account, if your card will work or not. So let me play around with it and see. I have to take a look at it. I wasn't going to do video on here unless I built a big base. But, I mean, now I've gone from 21,350, and for the first time in a month I gained subscribers the last few days because of my wildfire coverage of Cape Town. I've gone from 21,350 to where I have on here 51, on Odyssey 198, and on Rumble 173. So clearly I'm not going to have the reach that I had on YouTube, at least in the short term.
Well, you're more than welcome to come on to my channel, Chris, and we'll get everybody to go to you here or wherever. Facebook, Odyssey, Rumble. I'm very disillusioned with YouTube. I can believe, but I mean, the way they've treated you the last 4 months has been horrific and totally unwarranted.
I agree. I mean, if I was some nutter or crazy person, I get it. But this clearly, the irony is that the person that I was dealing with at YouTube, when I was sending emails back and forth, when I was talking to him, I said, listen, you guys keep changing the rules. You don't notify us when you change the rules. I've never received an update about changing community standards. Am I expected to check community standards every single day? And he goes, no, the rules aren't changed that much. I said, no, but you didn't. This wasn't a rule before. You changed. Shut up. Yeah, mutt. Get off my lawn. Anyway, but I said, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I said, the only recourse I have is to delete all my content. And the guy at YouTube says, no, that's, I mean, it's unfortunate that you think you have to delete all your content. We don't want you to do that. I'm like, but you changed the rules. And this is a perfect case of it. Number one, it's a video which that medical misinformation rule wasn't started to apply until January 1st. I didn't even know about that when I got a warning on January 6th. So that's the first problem. Second problem, I deleted this video a month ago. So why am I getting taken down to a video that's not available to the public? And then it gets Orwellian from there, Lynn, because what happened was I appealed it. I got a message and it said, we're reviewing your appeal. And like 6 minutes later, I got a message saying, unfortunately, it's been too long since this account was deleted. We're unable to go back and restore your account because you waited too long. 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's nonsense.
It's just, I mean, if you hadn't woken up early or were told that there's a problem, how would you have known? I mean, it's so wrong. I just find it so unethical and so unfair. You know, as you keep on saying, I just wish Donald Trump would do something, or I don't know, Salty Cracks, or somebody does something as an alternative to YouTube, because you'll find everybody on YouTube will go there.
Well, I hope that's the case. Yeah. Hey, Rosalind Ekeba, welcome to you. So it's Orwellian. It's crazy, Lynn. I mean, not to complain about it, but I mean, I got the right, as Lars Salas here, Lars Salas gets tired of me complaining about YouTube, but this is legitimate. I mean, this is just so wrong.
It is.
So somebody said, do what Alex Jones did. Well, what did Alex Jones do? Alex Jones had millions of viewers. He had the money to build his own web service and build his own website. I don't have that kind of money. I'm just doing this to bring a message to the world. So I'm not sure what you mean, what Alex... Yeah, no, the pillow man is disappointing.
No, but I also believe that you're trying to make a difference in the world, Chris. You know, by sharing news.
I don't spread misinformation. I don't spread misinformation. Have I ever once in my program told people, don't wear a mask, you shouldn't do that, don't take medication, don't listen to your doctor? Have I ever even claimed the virus is fake? I never said any of that stuff.
No.
And I get taken down.
Well, I just want to let you know, I was on Ramon's channel earlier. And he said he's going to reach out to you to possibly have you on his stream.
Okay, well, sure. We'll look at it maybe this week. He doesn't work on the weekend, so it's going to be tough, but I'll try to do something. Well, he's on a little bit earlier, so that might be possible. He's on it. Go ahead.
Now, he's actually thinking of cutting back more. Doing one video a week or something, because it's just, you know, but having a longer video or a discussion or something. He said, you know, to do it on a daily basis, to put all that information together, and then you have, as you said, your subscriptions drop, your likes drop, your... I just think everybody is tired of YouTube and their rubbish. I mean, 99% of the stuff that you've notified us about, I haven't received a notification, Chris, since you came back, went back onto YouTube.
Yeah.
It's only because it was at 6 o'clock and 9:30 at night, 25 to 10.
You knew when the program was on. Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the majority of your subscribers. You know, I'm talking about the sticky ones now, not the fly-by-nights and oh, hello, goodbye for tech. I'm talking about the sticky people who follow you everywhere.
Let me jump in real quickly, because there's a message here. It's a message that says, best idea of the evening. Let's start a fund for Chris. Guys, listen. Okay, I'm in better financial condition than most of my viewers, I suspect. I'm not a wealthy man, but I'm not in poverty. So thank you for that. I really appreciate the sentiment. Let's not do that. It's foolish to say, hey, look, don't raise money for me. I don't want money. But it's never been about the money here. The money has just been a wonderful thing to show the interest and people involved. So, and as far as, you know, let's raise money for Chris so he can come up with money to pay for the videos. I mean, the reason I didn't pay for the video on this was because I didn't want to spend $300 for something I didn't know, because you have to pay it all in advance, or you pay like 40% more per month, which makes it very expensive. So if people are going to follow me to this platform, and if I can get the video to work, then I'll pay for it. And then if people want to become supporters and they're able to do it through the Patreon, then we'll set that up. So let me look at it. And I'm very grateful that people are saying, hey, yes, I do have expenses, Eric. I've spent over $6,500 on my studio this year, $6,500. So what's that? That's 100,000 Rand. A lot of money. Yep. Eric is right. I have spent money, and it's not just that. Yeah. Anyway, what Cameron says, just a couple. Well, Cameron, not just for the 300. If you're going to give me money, don't stop at 300. Keep it coming, brother.
Well, with the exchange rate the way it's going, Chris, we're going to be having to give you like hundreds of thousands of rands. I mean, it's scary stuff.
But what I'll do the rest of this week is I can't figure out how to live stream on my mobile from Facebook. I never figured that part out. Unless somebody knows how to do that and send me the instructions, what I'll do is, if I can't do the Facebook the rest of this week for live stream, when I come out for the lunch, I'll do this here. So it's what, Tuesday now, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll do this, and I will do the podcast on Podbean. So anyway, it's just utterly crazy. It's interesting. By the way, my channel had almost 2.5 million views.
Wow.
And my channel has been around since 2006, by the way, although I didn't do anything with it other than one video. I had one video until February last year. But a channel that's been there in good standing since 2006, and this is what they do to me. So.
Well, I don't know whether you're reading the messages in the chat.
Well, I'm trying, but I'm trying to make sure I'm not too far from the phone. Yeah. Cameron's going to try to look at
Facebook. I just think it's... No, he's telling Erica, yeah, we'll follow your lead. I think it's lovely. Regardless, you know, it was just a suggestion, because I see that there's a super chat button down here, but you say it's beans.
Yeah, no, but you can try it. Which is, I mean, I'm not suggesting you try it, but people can try it. But when we did the test session over, because last Saturday did a live stream on here. We went for almost 2 hours, and I limited 2 hours, by the way, on the audio here. I don't know if the video is limited either. But on the first one, we did a test. I got people to come from my night owls to come over to it. We went over and sent them a test, and we had like 40 some people show up. And on that one, we did it, and then Beth Frazier and a couple other people figured out how to buy beans with their credit card. But I think everyone that was able to buy the beans was in the U.S. And so everyone else was trying to do it in South Africa, and their card got rejected, a card got rejected. So that may not be a function to support it. But those two streams, that first night I got 569 beans, which is $5.69. But the way that this channel works is they pay you on the 20th of the month, 2 months in arrears, only after you have $20. So if I got to $20, which I'm not going to get to this month on this thing, then I'd have to wait 2 months from now before I got paid for it.
No, it's definitely got to be more immediate than that, Chris, so that you get it in sort of like on a monthly basis like you were.
Sloan says he was able to send beans from South Africa. Okay, I guess some people could.
Okay, so maybe if you have a proper credit card and not a debit card, like the majority of us have, right, maybe that's the issue. So I don't know. All I can do at the moment, there's nothing in my account as I try. But what I wanted to say to you is the other thing is, so what's going to happen now with all your memberships and subscriptions? Are they just going to stop?
Well, here's the thing. First off, they say my channel's deleted, which isn't true. They have everything. They have all the likes, they have all the viewership, all the stats, all the videos. It's all sitting there in a server. They've just suspended it and cut it down. They've said it's deleted, it's gone forever. But I don't know how he did it, but we saw that Scott Balson's channel came back a couple weeks after it was deleted. I mean, it was deleted just like this, and his channel was restored. I don't know how it was restored. So it's there, but as far as the memberships, because they've deleted the channel in their language, everyone who has a membership, it says it's paused. So what that means to me is that maybe they expect people in their channels deleted to appeal, and they might restore some of these channels. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what it – so right now they're not billing any members. So if you already paid, they're not billing you going forward. So don't cancel your membership until we sort this out, unless you want to. I mean, that's your prerogative. But if you're a paying member, you won't be billed again if this isn't sorted or until it's sorted. So you can't watch content. So that's what's going on with that. As far as subscribers, I don't know what they'll do. If they were to restore my channel, then I suspect that the subscribers count would be the same, unless people decide to go unsubscribe, then it would reflect that. But we know, never canceling, says Bitter Anderson. Okay, you're a Bitter Anderson, says that. Okay, hey, the brew, man. Cool, good to see you there. Yeah, anyway, so that's kind of
what... Because I'm asking because... yeah, now I got a notification saying that something had been paused. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but I don't know whether it's you or somebody or Ronaldo.
It's me.
But yeah,
someone else is a paying member on the channel told me that when my channel went down, they tried to get into it, and then they tried to go other sites into it. They logged out, logged back into their Google account, and they couldn't find several sites they follow, which I'm guessing were conservative sites. So someone says, "Oh, there's some beans right there." One bean. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Apparently, there, some people are saying there was a massive purge on YouTube this morning. I don't know if that's true. But the thing is that how can they tell me 2 hours and 20 minutes after? Well, it's actually 2 hours and because I sent the message in about 2 hours and 5 minutes. How can they tell me 2 hours and 20 minutes after they've deleted my channel that, because it's a message that's worded like this. It's kind of like, you know, let's say they deleted my channel 2 years ago and I just getting around to appealing it now. Listen, it's been too long since your channel was deleted. We don't have it anymore, so we can't restore it. They're like, you waited too long. Waited too long. You sent the message at 3:57 in the morning. Who the hell is up at 3:57 in the morning to be scanning your email to find out that their channel got canceled? Nobody is. Crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy because the other question I have, Chris, is where do we actually you're going to laugh now. I've got a very good Khatipi joke, but I first of all want to ask you, where would we appeal to get you reinstated? How would we go about that?
I don't know, but what I would say is this, and I'm not going to encourage anybody to do anything because I don't want you to get yourselves in, because I don't know if we can trust them, get yourselves in hot water with Google. But I suspect that when Scott Balson was deleted, there was a surge of his viewers that went and complained about it. But he had 90,000 subscribers, and a lot of them are very loyal. So he probably got a few thousand people who complained to YouTube and said, why are you taking his channel down? I don't know if that happened. That's just a guess on my part, because his channel came back and he never told us why it came back. He kept it to himself. I watched his channel. He said, we're back. I think I know why. And then he didn't tell us why. So anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, as I said, I mean, it's not to cause more problems. If anything, it's to just get nowhere to go to sounds dreadful, appeal you being terminated on YouTube. Because, something needs to be done, Chris. I mean, we're all behind you.
Erica was saying
we live for your content.
Erica's saying she was listening to Gareth Cliff this morning and the stream was cut. Is Gareth Cliff gone from YouTube as well? Jeez. Wow. That's crazy. Well, thank you for the kind words, Lynn. I appreciate it. And it looks like I can do this from my mobile. I don't know how good the quality is. Oh, here's Cameron. Let's get Cameron in. I don't know how good the quality is. Okay, cool.
It's very good.
Hey, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I had a look on Facebook now. It's just where you see what's on your mind, then it's got live, photo, and room. I think you should go to room.
Well, let me do that while we're chatting. Well, thank you for checking it out, man. That was very quick of you. You said you're going to do it. Okay, so what's on your mind? Live video. I can do live on there. Cool beans. All right.
Yes,
well,
you can.
Well, I haven't been able to find it. I hate Facebook. I'm sorry. It's for 12-year-old girls who haven't experienced their first cycle. Okay? That's what I think. That's the bottom line. Come on. Listen. When I signed up for Facebook, Facebook was like 3 months old, and it was just available. I was doing a postgraduate distance education program at Troy University, and we had to collaborate for grad projects. And since it was open to university students, I signed up to it. We used it to communicate, share our stuff, do slides. And then I did it for a little bit, and then suddenly Facebook like, I did my nails today. So we went to salon. Teresa, she sets a biatch. Oh, my God. It's so terrible. Oh, look at this picture of me. Oh, look. That's what it became. And I just like, oh. And then it went from like the cool hip people like myself. Some people like, you might look at me and go, cool hip. Yeah, I was into tech long before any of you people were born, most of you. But the cool people who were into tech and doing stuff, it went from that to like, yeah, so my 90-year-old grandfather's on Facebook. He's on the Facebook today. And come on, man. Anyway.
from a business perspective, Chris, Facebook is a very good tool. It is a very, very good tool. I'm relating that to myself. I did a live stream just on the off chance because I got fiber on Friday. And I shared it out to something like 15 Rhodesian groups. Uh-huh. And I've had something like 20, 30 replies, and I posted them out within 10 minutes, and
right.
I'm already getting replies and everything. So,
Lynn, the problem is here is that Facebook is also capricious and removes people for no reason whatsoever. Not as bad as YouTube, but you never know what you're going to get in trouble for in Facebook. I'll use it. But it's not a solution for the future. I mean, it's also the studio. Hey, Polly, the studio is not very easy to work with. So that's kind of where we're at on that. But I take your advice. And now that Cameron has kindly shown me how to. By the way, Cameron, your voice note was awesome. Thank you. I was humbled by your voice note. Can I share that with people?
Yeah, go for it. I don't mind.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask if I did before I did it first, but yeah. Anyway, so I got to go back and look at the carnage tonight. I mean, because I tried to get into my YouTube because I had to leave early to get here. I was headed here at 7. I went into my YouTube app and it wouldn't even open my app. But I was logged in with my username and it was going to my channel. But I tried to go to other YouTube channels. I couldn't even get to them. So it's not me that's censored. It's my channel that's censored. So anyway, I got to check into that and see what's going on. Anyway. Yeah, Levin's asking how Paul's family is in Cape Town. Good.
It's just all very frustrating, Chris. And, you know, I understand your frustration and I understand your anger. I mean, it's genuinely required. But, you know, Facebook isn't so – how can I put it? I mean, look, if you want to do something seriously salty politically or some way, maybe that's where Odyssey and Rumble. You see, I don't know which isn't working. Okay. But I mean, your LinkedIn, what's the term? What would you
call
it?
Spysham, why did you call it? Hang on. Call back, Spysham. What about my LinkedIn profile?
Your LinkedIn profile is excellent. It's one of the best profiles I have seen anywhere. And you have so many people backing you up and agreeing with what you're saying there. I mean, but then you have some troll that comes back and says, oh, white colonial rule. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, and then everybody backed me up. I thought it was funny. Sorry. I had to share that with you. But no. But first, look, everything has its place. And I know you're spreading, you're having to sort of like duplicate things all over all these platforms. But if you could do it on one thing, do you understand what I'm saying? If you could do it once and then upload it or share it or do whatever you have to do on all these other platforms, maybe that's one way to go about it so that you're not spending hour after hour hour doing this.
The brew's popped in. Let me get the brew here in just a second. But before the brew jumps in the conversation, U.S. Burmese asked me a question. I want to answer that before the brew gets here. So hang on, brew. She said, what's the highest participating audience count you have during a live stream on Facebook? I don't know, because Facebook doesn't count viewers. They count interactions. And so I don't know. I think I've had a couple of hundred people on there, but I don't know. But my highest audience ever on YouTube during a live stream was 5,800 plus. And my biggest performing live stream with over 130,000 views during the course of my live stream. Wow. So that's, you know, now on YouTube, I have 21,350 subscribers before this morning. And I made a screen capture yesterday, so I actually have proof of that. But on Odyssey, I have 198. On Rumble, I have 173. And here I have 51. So lots to do. Hey, Brew, how you doing?
Good evening, infidels.
Infidels.
I'm going to kill you.
I think the word you're looking for is heretics.
Heretics, yeah. Chris, I mean, I'm here in support for you. I think it's absolutely atrocious that happened. What happened? It just goes to show people censoring everything that relates to truth and reporting the real thing that's happening. I mean, you're probably the first... how can I say, YouTube news channel, because I call it a news channel, because you are, that reported on the Cape Town fires and real life incoming videos, and you put it all together, and that was the de facto place to go to read about, or well, see visuals about the fires in Cape Town.
I did the same thing at Senecal on the 6th of October when nobody was covering. I was live, even though I couldn't get videos. I was reporting on events live. Yeah, I've done that a lot. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, your Senecal video had quite a lot of views there. But the people that were supposed to back you didn't back you, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, that was the second Senecal. No, bro. There was two things. On the 6th, when the first court appearance happened, I went live.
Yeah.
And on the 20th is the date I was taught when I 20th was my biggest day. That's the audience. But on the 6th, I didn't have that big an audience, but I was covering the events live. There was, I think, maybe ENCA. There was one media outlet that was in Seneca on the 6th of October and me. That was it. No one else was there. SABC wasn't there. None of these other guys were there. And then they got footage from people after the fact and they tried to spin the story. But I was covering the events as they happened that day. We lost everybody. You guys here?
No, I'm here.
Oh, somebody called in, then they dropped off. They didn't mean to, you don't have to drop off. I can't get to everybody instantly. I got five people on the call.
do you want me to drop off, Chris?
No, it's all right. I just I don't know if somebody pushed the wrong button because people were getting accustomed to the app. I think is the thing. So the thing with the app, guys, is that when I first set up this channel a year ago, this podcast a year ago. Most of my content was coming from people browsing the web. Not many people were using the app, but now 80%, it went from, once I started live a week or so ago, it went from 50 to 60, 70. Now 80% of the people listening to us are using the app. I guess they like the app.
Yeah, but it's just so brilliant. It's so simple and it's so easy, Chris. I mean, yeah, it's not like trying to call in a Zoom session on YouTube. Do you understand? Yeah. It just seems so much easier.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, yeah, but Cameron, you seem very disappointed and frustrated that this happened to me.
No, I mean, I was busy sitting watching one of your videos. I think it was the last one you made before you went to bed. And then I wanted to watch that video of that guy you had that was speaking in Cape Town about Hitler didn't do anything wrong or whatever. And as I changed videos, it said video cannot be shown because the account has been suspended. And then I quickly jumped onto WhatsApp and I said, hey, but what's going on here? And then everyone said, no, your account is also messing around by them too, because I thought it was only my problem.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Thought,
oh, crazy. This is not going to be fun.
Now, Eric has sent me some information from a lawyer who's used the site for his business. And his site was terminated, I don't know when this was, by YouTube. And it caused him all kinds of problems for his business. And so he's given advice on how to deal with YouTube. One of the things he said is to tweet to them. So I went and did a tweet this morning as well. I don't know if I'll hear back on that. But the point he was making, he's like, you know, it's all there. They haven't gone away. But they killed the account and it killed his business. And he had hundreds of calls from people in the first day. Where's your YouTube? Because they counted on it for legal advice and to find out things. And so what a mess. But the thing about this is it's really particularly frustrating. And I read this in something else is that, I mean, a normal place, this is what should be the case. I mean, I just came off suspension a few weeks ago. They're monitoring my channel. They review all my videos before they go up. Obviously, they comply with their standards. So why why is somebody going back and looking at a video that's not even online from 4 months ago that's on their servers and saying you violated the rules? Why don't you just tell me the video violates your standards and delete it, or tell me to delete it instead of just leaving my channel? That's they this is ridiculous.
Oh, I think that might have been a troll, Chris.
No, it couldn't have been a troll, though. But the video's not online, Lynn. The video's not online. Okay. It was – I deleted it. That's the Orwellian part of this. I deleted that video after they suspended me because I'm like, well, this is crazy. I mean, you're deleting me for things, and I'm arguing, and I'm proving to you that I didn't say it, and they're still rejecting it. My only recourse is delete all my content is what I told the guy at YouTube. He's like, well, it's unfortunate you feel the need to delete all your content. We don't want you to do that. I'm like, but you keep going back and pulling videos, so – I went back and started deleting videos. This video, admittedly, this is the first video that they've come after me that actually may have a degree of merit to their claims, but not really. The content didn't violate it, but the title was cheeky. I'll admit that. The title was something along the lines of such and such city in China, such and such thing you wear in your face. The brainwashing is in swing or something like that. But I didn't tell people not to wear it. I didn't say they were in effect. I didn't, none of that stuff. So, that's the first time they've actually removed a video. But the video wasn't available. I deleted it. It's not on my site, which is BS. Anyway.
No, I don't know what the answer to that is then, Chris.
Marsala said I should get my followers to tweet to YouTube, but I have to reach my followers, and I can't reach 21,000 because I'm not there. I can reach 1,000 on the Telegram group, and I can reach you guys to come over here. But anyway, yeah, AI is smoking their socks, says Nick.
Yeah. I agree. I couldn't think of the two. I was about to say AIs are messed up.
Yep. It's crazy.
That's what happens when you don't have human contact.
What's the word, bro? What?
I was going to say, when you tweet, you can only also use about 1,000 digits or whatever. So
no, tweet is 260 characters or something like that. No, okay, you should just, if people want to tweet, just go there and say, hey, this is wrong. Why did you delete this account? Yeah. Or something like that.
I wouldn't say it so politely, Chris. Me personally. Yeah. I wouldn't say politely.
I got to find out what she done. Maybe it's right to the tweet that I used. I'm not sure. What I'll do is, I don't know if I have a screen capture of that. Let me see if I can get that. I'm on my phone, so all these apps are on here. Let me see.
I'm trying to see what I tweet now. I'm on Twitter right now.
Yeah, now, well, you can see the hashtag that I used to tweet to him. I didn't send a message. I sent a hashtag. So let me do that really quickly. What I need to do here, let me see. 3 hours ago, I sent a tweet to him. This is what I said to them. And I said, my channel was deleted this morning at 3:57 for a video that I myself removed over a month ago. I appealed 2 hours later. Shortly after, I received a message that unfortunately the removal was too long ago and I had waited too long. Less than 3 hours is too long ago, was my question. So anyway, maybe people can write about that. But here's the tweet that I used. And this is the one the lawyer said he used. It's at uppercase T for his team YouTube. And you put uppercase team. The first letter of each word is uppercase. So it's at team YouTube. So at uppercase T E A M, uppercase Y O U, uppercase T U B E, at team YouTube. And that's where I sent the tweet. So I don't know if that's going to, the lawyer said that's what got attention. So I don't know. So we'll see. Crazy stuff. You guys there?
Because I'm not on Twitter, so I'd have to sign up with it. And I just find Twitter very toxic. So
it is.
But I will do it for you. I think we all will.
It is a toxic cancer. I don't follow YouTube. I only use it occasionally, like if something's breaking, like the Cape Town fires, because people were there and they were doing it. They were just loading up by default to Twitter because they're short videos. And so I was able to get a lot of videos from there, which helped me do the news coverage. Yeah, guys, I mean, not to tip my hat, but I was actually very proud of my coverage. I mean, I didn't allow speculation, you know, because people want to speculate, oh, it's political. They're just trying to, and it turns out that was the right approach. I mean, but that's my approach with everything. Let's get the facts. Let's hear what we have. I mean, the interview with Nicola Jal, that was amazing. And then thank you to General Inflatables for recommending I get her on there. She was fantastic responding. I spent an entire day doing that, and it was a great effort, and it paid off. I had over 50,000 views. And not only did it pay off, but it informed people. And I think that, like, my advice on, you know, having a go bag and the things to do helped a lot of people out who weren't thinking about those things.
Yeah. Cameron's posted a link
I've just posted the team YouTube to the chat, but I'm trying to find it and I don't find it in Twitter at all. I'm looking at tweets and replies.
There is, they did respond, but I can't do it till I get home because I can't get the link and all that.
Oh, okay.
How's the teaching going, Chris? Let's change the subject. How's the teaching going?
I was rehearsing this morning. I do it in less than about an hour. So, yeah. Yeah, sorry, I'm typing these guys. Yeah, so no, I it's not really going. It's just it was rehearsal this morning. Why is this not spelling? They did respond. That was pretty quick. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to type my message. Secure location. I can't. And unable to use my account unless except. See, sorry. I will reply tonight. Thank you. Always be polite to people, even when they treat you like clown. I'm at a secure location, unable to use my account except when I pop out of the facility. I will reply tonight. Thank you. Okay. They did reply to my tweet. Cool.
Oh, cool.
Who said that? Somebody said they replied to my tweet. Who was that? Was it Paulie or somebody? Oh, it was Paulie. Yeah. I looked. So, okay. YouTube has become a strategic partner to many people. It's time to divorce platforms that can pull the plug. Yeah, no, Rosin, help you. You're right about that. Here's their response. Thanks. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got a point. That salty crack, remove all videos from channel and after ban. He only reminds his subs to move the other. Yeah, but it's not exactly what happened to him, Teresa, because he didn't have his channel removed. His channel's still up. He got banned. He removed his videos. I removed videos that could be even remotely questionable. This was one of them. And then besides, 4 months ago? Come on. Nobody's watching that video. Just tell me, hey, it violates our standards. Take it down or just remove it. Don't delete my channel. This is nonsense.
Yeah.
My Twitter account is WMW Chris. Whiskey Mike Whiskey, C-H-R-I-S, Chris. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, no, that's the world we're living in, folks. That's the world we're living in. So, yeah. Well, we'll see, Eric, if the lawyer thing works, because that was the tweet to them. They have responded. So they responded within 3 hours, I guess. They must have just responded because it wasn't there a few minutes ago. So I'll respond to them tonight. And anyway, so, no, but the whole thing is that I shouldn't even be in trouble. The two strikes I have against me are bogus. They're bogus. Neither one of those is a community violation. And I proved it. I showed them the timestamps and they just ignored me. And the proof that these guys are just shyster clowns is in the fact that I spent in good faith while I was on suspension. They removed another video and they accused me of spreading misinformation about the choosing. And I went back and watched the video and I spent 2.5 hours reviewing it. I found 8 instances in which how do you prove a negative? I didn't say the things they said I did. I didn't imply the things they said I did in a 2.5 hour live stream, which I was explaining the electoral process here in the United States to my audience. And in that, I said clearly 8 times the following. Trump lost the election. The only person Trump has to blame is Donald Trump. And I elaborated beyond that because he didn't go after Section 230, you know, the Telecommunications Act, getting that amended. And then I said that Biden won the election. Then after I said Biden won the election, one of my people in chat said, hey, you know, but it was Biden stole the election. I said, no, Biden didn't steal the election, because if anyone stole it, it wasn't Biden. He's not even awake. He didn't steal anything. And then I said, and I went on. And it said 8 different times I gave him the timestamps. I sent it. And that's one thing. But here's the thing. After I did all that, I sent it in and I started writing an email to the guy at YouTube on my second screen about, you know, hey, look, they pulled a video down and this is crazy. And in 3 minutes, I got a response back. After careful consideration, we've determined your video does violate. How could you possibly have looked at my video in 3 minutes? I had 8 different instances in which I didn't violate your policy. I can't prove a negative. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'll just anyway. Know that we're behind you, Chris. Don't.
I appreciate it.
Don't let them get to you. Just know that we're all behind you.
Well, I do appreciate that. Anyway, but we've got guys, and I appreciate we've got to build the audience, you know, and yeah. YouTube has hampered the channel for 4 months now, which has retarded the growth, and now they've shut me down. Even if they restore my channel, I've always expected that eventually YouTube was not going to be where I put my focus. It's going to be in Creato, or if Trump comes up with something, or whatever the case is. But it's not going to be Mike Lindell. The video I put up last night, the camera got to watch before it got pulled. I said, you know, Lindell promised us a rose garden, he delivered the thorn bush. You know, he told us we're going to have a platform, sign up for VIP access. And, you know, on Odyssey, somebody responded to that. They didn't even watch my video because, like, well, if you bother to watch the channel, you would see that there's an arrow. You push that arrow. And then he went back and he edited his reply because he hadn't watched the video. I did watch the channel, and it's an arrow. It looks like something from that. By the way, you should watch my video in Odyssey. You'll get a kick out of it. I'll put it up on Rumble tonight. But you got to watch the video because, Cameron, did you like the part where suddenly you saw a Netscape screen and you heard a dial-up modem?
Oh, yes.
And you've got mail?
Yes, that was funny.
Yeah, I put that in because, I mean, this looks like something that you'd see in 1996 on Navigator 3.04, you know? So anyway, but yeah, that was up last night. And you know what? That's carrying the mail for YouTube. That's, you know, it's attacking Mike Lindell's channel, you know, if you want to look at it that way. So, and I got deleted anyway. So whatever. Yikes. Anyway, so Jessica says, yeah, YouTube, Facebook, all the same. I just had issues with Facebook. Also, they don't allow me to open a business account. Violation policy is just a front. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I have a business account on there, but I worry that that'll get shut down too. So we'll sort something. Independent fact checkers are financed by Facebook and Open Society. What a joke. Well, that doesn't make them independent then, does it? Anyway. All right. But we got a small audience here, but an active audience, 23 people listening right now. A couple of people just joined the stream a few minutes ago. We got, is it Cooney Milan joined? Thank you for joining. And Sean, the man joined. Thank you for joining. Anyway, but guys, I'm going to have to drop off here and I will, I'll keep informed. If you're not on the Telegram group, I think everybody here probably is in the Telegram announcements, Chris Wyatt, Africa announcements, go look for the group. That's where I'll put announcements up that I'm doing things, so that you know where to go. And, for the rest of the week, I'll try the Facebook with my mobile at lunchtime. So look for me coming up on, and maybe the mobile is even easier to use than the PC. I don't know. So I'll try that.
It is.
And I'll cover the news.
It is.
Keep you guys updated on that. Cameron can't find the tweet. I'm not sure, but Paulie found it. So touch base with Paulie. Anyway, but yeah, so thanks to the Brew and Cameron and Lynn, and then a couple people tried to call in, but then they disappeared. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. But I got to get back to work, or they're going to fire me and actually get paid for this. So,
okay.
I need to get back in. But thank you all so much. You're welcome. Levin just thanked me. So, friends, and what's that? Make friends. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So, once you guys, I'll just drop off and then we'll all go. So, let me see. I got to find out how to get end this thing because I'm on the
good luck, Chris. I think that's the one right there.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you. I think I just go up here. Oh, I'll be up here. It says end the live show. Okay, folks, thanks for tuning in to All Things Africa, Africa Today on Podbean with Chris Wyatt. And appreciate your presence here. Thanks for all those who called in with the censorship and termination at the PooTube. I'll be on here doing this. Also, other platforms will let you know. Please spread the word. Thank you and have a lovely day. Once again, reminder, the president of Chad, Idris Debe, was killed today in an altercation, and the military council, instead of following the Constitution, the military council has appointed his son to be the president in the interim. Wow. Imagine that. It's a good job to get if you can get it. Thanks a lot, folks. Have a good day. God bless and be safe out there. Don't go to Pete Retief. Stay away.